John Belcher with George Friedman, the founder and chairman of Geopolitical Futures, a subscription site I heartily recommend. It ranges around the world. Right now we're concentrating on the Ukraine conflict, and there is a peace gesture or a ceasefire gesture or an offer from the Kremlin to end the active fighting and organize Ukraine in a dramatic new way that is also historically based. The eastern part of Ukraine, essentially what the Russians have occupied, George says 20% of the country, would be Russian, Novorossiya, although it doesn't extend all the way to Odessa, which would have been the traditional Novorossiya. The rest of the country, which is very large, would remain in Ukrainian hands. However, there's also caveats, and they have been in the past significant. One is that the EU might embrace Ukraine, but the rump Ukraine does not become NATO. The rump Ukraine is also demilitarized. I don't know whether he adds these in there each time, but they're conditions that are immediately unacceptable to Mr. Zelensky. In the meantime, since that gesture was made by the Kremlin, Mr. Zelensky has been campaigning to use the missiles and weapons that he has from NATO to strike deeper into Russia, and he's looking for EU permission. So, George, we have a ceasefire offer from the Kremlin. I won't say more than that. And a let-me-open-fire from Kyiv. This doesn't look to be a balance. Do you see it being resolved?
Well, let's remember what that peace offer was. He said that the Russians would end the war if it was agreed that what they have captured in the war would be Russian. Okay. They haven't captured that much. It's not a bad idea. But that offer was not directed at the Ukrainians or anyone else. It was directed against the American public. Putin was raised kind of during the Vietnam War. He saw the United States come apart, and he's mentioned this several times, that the United States cannot take a long-term war. His offer was, give me this. Now, the problem with the offer was, as they talk it, he could attack and go deeper and deeper. What would the line be? But what he really wanted to do was turn the American public against Biden, against the war front, and so on and so forth. He completely misread the American public, as he's done many times. It's not that the American public loves this war, nor are they eager to be the anti-war movement. So he made a mistake on that. If you've noticed, that proposal has kind of disappeared. What he offered originally over the last few weeks, has gone away. And he's back in the position that he's got to somehow show that Russia can beat the Ukrainians, somehow. And hence, Zelensky is asking for advanced weapons. He's expecting a Russian offensive. He wants to break that offensive as soon as possible, put them back where they were. And NATO is interested in that. NATO in the United States is trying to figure out if there is a peace settlement possible. Zelensky wants to be ready for that war. The U.S. is not going to ship a lot of weapons to them because that would undermine this. So there's a lot of talk going on, a lot of discussions on what could be the case. And when you finally look down at it, it comes down to this. The Russians failed to reach their goals. They are never going to take Ukraine with the force they have, and therefore they need a peace. Now, how expensive will the West make that?
The long-range strike permission that Zelensky seeks, is that rhetoric, or would he strike deep into Russia and strike troop concentrations, strike power plants? How far would he go, George? We have about a minute.
Well, it's not his decision to make, really. And that's an American decision. That's a NATO decision. I don't think that he intends to use them very heavily, but he wants to show the Russians that he has them. And that's incredibly important. The Russians have suffered defeats and mismanagement and so on. Do they want to face a heavily armed Ukraine? And he's betting that that will work. Maybe would.
George Friedman is the founder and chairman of Geopolitical Futures, a subscription site. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,